Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So when it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing that you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hola. So what's the unhealthy thing that you do?
I stress eat a lot.
Stress eat. All right. Are you under stress a lot, and what do you eat when you stress eat?
Well, it's mostly from being anxiety, dealing with PTSD.
Okay.
And I pretty much eat whatever I can find.
All the time?
Almost. All right. Unless I'm actively doing something else.
So what kinds of things do you populate your house with? Like, what kinds of foods do you have to eat when it's time to stress eat?
I've cut down on all the snacks, so I basically have the basics, meat, rice, and vegetables.
All right, but so you're not necessarily eating unhealthy, but you're eating because you're stressed?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm definitely a stress or emotional eater.
All right. But are you eating garbage, or are you like this guy eating?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like, if there's like something bad going on, and it does it, I don't know. It's just swapping one out for the other. But as opposed to like crawling into a bottle, I'm much more apt to order pizza and eat chips.
Yeah, I don't know which one's better. I mean, right. I would crawl into a bottle, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, so whatever the outcome of that is, mine's just more immediate. You know,
correct.
You're doing the gradual slow roll. It's like,
well, it's all dopamine hits kind of in the end.
It absolutely
is. Yeah. Like sugar's doing it. The delicious pizza's doing it. The booze is doing it.
My problem is I like to just relax and get high.
Sure.
And then when I get high, now I really want it. And by the way, I just ate dinner.
Yeah,
so
that's my thing, man.
I get high after dinner. You know, I sit down, I start looking through what's on tonight, what can I watch, blah, blah, blah. Hit a bowl. Next thing you know, I'm up, walking around, looking in the kitchen, seeing what I got, anything to snack on, blah, blah, blah. That's the vicious cycle.
I mean, look, I plow through Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but the truth is I rarely eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch if I'm not stoned. Right? So it's typically 10 o'clock at night, and yes, I have eaten dinner, but now two bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, nothing but pure sugar, but God damn it, it's good.
When it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing that you do? 206-803-ROCK.
I straight up had it out with my wife one time because we were at home and I was going through the cabinets and she was in charge of the groceries.
All right.
And so I once, you know, was getting just frustrated. She says, "What is your problem?" I said, "This house is not snack conducive. All I'm seeing is seeds and cans of crap. Like, I want chips. I want crackers. I want candy. Something." And now we have all that in the house and that's not okay.
I really don't snack much. Like I said, I will do what Miles does under getting stoned and have two peanut butter jellies or a couple of bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and like we have an entire drawer that's like chips and all that kind of thing. I barely touch them. If I'm gonna touch them, usually I bring it into work with the lunch that I made for myself,
right?
But otherwise, like, that's not what appeals to me in that moment. I'm like, either peanut butter and jelly or cinnamon toast, and rarely do I eat anything else when I'm baked.
But you're not even hungry. I know. That's why I'm looking for a bag of chips.
I'm the opposite. Like, I can keep chips in my pantry unopened.
But once you open them,
I've opened them,
that's that seal's broke.
Yeah, And then same thing. Yeah, it's like, we really shouldn't be eating chips. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Snack, it's the worst for me.
Don't want them to go bad.
And a handful of chips is a handful.
I don't even try to reason it out. I know what I'm doing. I'm just like, well, they're in there. I'm going to eat them.
If you have a big bag, you get a handful of chips, put them on a paper towel, bring them in the living room. You're going to go back for another handful of those things.
That's why you just bring the bag out. Like the rare times we do, it's like, maybe just grab the bag and put it on the coffee table.
Man, if I get a bag of chips, it's typically people are coming over, whatever the deal is, and I will go all in. I'll get French onion dip. I mean, if I'm gonna eat these chips, man, which I rarely do, except for when I walk across the street and get a small bag of whatever, I'm going all in, man.
That might be the difference. We seldom have dip, to your point, unless people have come over or they're coming over. So maybe, because when we do have dip, I'm more apt to grab chips, right? But we almost never have dip. And chips are still good, but I'm just I'm going to get something else.
When it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing that you do? 206-803-ROCK.
I like how it's all been like food. Nobody's been like smoking.
Right. Drinking. No. I already know that's unhealthy, but you know what it is? Because I think like when you smoke and drink, they bring you a certain joy where it's like, look, I recognize that these things are not necessarily healthy, but I don't care. You know what I mean? Therefore, somehow I have no guilt over. Like, I will go to the bar and I will consume alcohol. And the only time I get up from the bar is to go outside to smoke a cigarette. And then when I'm done smoking a cigarette, I got like, this is the unhealthiest moment of my life. I never feel bad about it or weird about it. But if I go home and, I don't know, I ate more ice cream than maybe I should have, like, that weighs on my mind. And I have to tell myself, like, do you know how stupid you are right now? You're worried because you had one extra bowl of ice cream, but you just went to the bar, put down 3 shots of Jack, you had 6 beers, and smoked 4 cigarettes.
I did it a couple weeks ago, right? I met some buddies on a Saturday afternoon. We were going to watch college football.
All right.
Now, we were drinking, but nothing too crazy. But I got home and ordered gyro and some falafel. So the next morning, I was supposed to pick my buddy up at 8:30. I'd show up until 8:40. He's like, where you been? I was like, I couldn't get off the toilet. He's like, God. And he's like, I knew you'd go out and get hammered last night. I was like, actually,
no.
The drinking was fine. I go, but I did decide at 8 p.m. be a good time to hammer down falafel at a gyro.
Yeah, God, that actually sounds very good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
When it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Angela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So I ride motorcycles.
How long you been riding? Is this from like your teen years all the way now?
Yeah, I learned to ride on a little dirt bike with my neighbor friend when I was probably about 10 or 11. And rode that for many years, and then got my first street bike, probably about 25, 26, had that for many years, upgraded to a Harley, sold that a number of years later, and then probably about maybe 6, 7 years ago, got on a Ducati for a little while, and traded that out, and now riding the Heritage.
Oh, wow. All right, what's the closest you've come to death while riding? Everyone says it's so dangerous to ride a motorcycle. We know that, but in your experience, what's the closest you've gotten?
Probably the scariest thing that's happened to me was a couple years ago, riding up northbound I-5 was probably about 50, 60 feet behind a semi-truck when his back tire blew out.
Oh!
And I tell you, that was pretty scary because I just had to duck and hold on, and I was getting pelted with rubber and all sorts of stuff and made it through.
What do you think is the most dangerous road? Obviously, I-5, statistically.
Sure.
Especially between Tacoma and JBL. Mm-hmm. That is the dangerous stretch of road in Washington State. But other than that, as far as just taking a casual ride, as far as the winds in the road or whatever the
potholes that you know about,
what's a scary place to ride?
Probably the scariest ride, and I don't want to say scary, but I tightened up a little bit on this one. Going up to Windy Ridge on St. Helens, the road was just horrible, and there was just a lot of sinkholes and things like that. And boy, I came down one time on one and just bottomed out my front forks and surprised I didn't go down.
Well, that's what I was going to say, especially on like switchback roads, you know, windy roads. I mean, you got a big bike, you got a big, heavy bike.
Right.
And as far as turning goes and the radius and the weight and all that stuff, I would just think those windy mountain roads would be the worst.
They can definitely be. You just got to be careful and hold on tight.
What's the farthest you've ridden on one trip on your bike?
Unfortunately, I had to cancel some trips this year. Had a sick dog, so I wasn't able to go. They went over to Sturgis, but they went a few weeks ahead of time so they could get some of those Beartooth Pass and some of those rides like that without a bunch of people. So probably for me, the longest at this point would be North Cascades Highway.
Okay. All right. Have you, you know, everyone has their bucket list items. Do you want to do like the cross country trip on the bike or anything like that?
100%.
Okay.
Actually planning a trip for next year. Going to take the coast down, head over to Vegas, stay with a friend for a few days. And then I want to ride the 89 all the way from Sedona up to Glacier.
Okay. How long can you go before you need to pull over and just, you know, stretch your legs out, take a walk, you know, as far as the length of time where your back's not killing you, your shoulders, you know, everything else?
Well, our kind of rule of thumb is when I ride with my ladies is we stop about every 100 miles to just get off, get some feeling back in the butt, have a snack, and then continue on.
There was a guy that I read about. I've heard his name before. He's a country guy. I'm just not up on all the new country acts because there's a new one every week. But this guy was he was kind of trying to pick a fight with another guy. He jumped a fence at a festival, tried to beat his ass.
Yeah, I remember.
So basically he said, like, look, man, I just went through some stuff in life and alcohol problem. So wanted to stop drinking. But he had this rebel.
You're talking about Mike, we were just talking about yesterday. You don't like him.
He's a country guy, red hair.
He was
hair.
In the Navy forever.
I read this too, and I knew both of the names, and I can't remember either of the names now. Because they have a beef with each other about whatever. Yeah, right?
I like his music. He's kind of sucks as a human.
The story was he was in a parking lot in Seattle and said, I got to change my life.
Zach Bryan.
Thank you.
And then he took his motorcycle, or bought one, or whatever he had, and drove it across country for 20-some days.
I did read that he had this fruition about his booze in a parking lot in Seattle. What the hell was he doing up here?
I probably looked around on 3rd Avenue and said, I don't want to end up like that.
Well, probably if he's in Seattle, he was boozing.
He had a long year, but he's one of those guys, too. Like, he had personal problems. A lot of them were very self-induced.
Sure.
Yeah.
As it is, it seems, with most artists.
When it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing that you do? 206-803-ROCK.
He only smiles when he's drinking.
That's
is
bad.
Is that a song he has, or is that actually?
It's one of the lyrics. And it's like the girl's like, you only smile when you're drinking.
Like, yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.